sir. How are you getting along in your meeting?
Good. The fellas are out writing some statements that we're going to get to Scott and the other side.
I talked to Bob, and he said that he and John both had made statements in ABC.
Right.
He thought incidentally it would be useful if you'd give John a call. John was going to try to reach you because he thought John's was in some length and would be very helpful.
Right, I talked to John.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, right. We're rolling along fine.
Good.
Incidentally, Holton, Mandel, Bumpers, Wallace, Ray of Iowa, and O'Callaghan of Nevada appeared on one of the news shows today.
Yeah.
Very positive. Indicated that the people had confidence in the president. They had confidence in the president. You know, it was very up.
Yeah. You know, one thing Bob had told me that was interesting that shows you how he lobs his stuff up. You know, you hadn't told me that he had said something to the effect that telephone calls are recorded and all that sort of stuff. First of all, my guess is you would have a very, I'm not concerned about calls, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, if he records a call, he records a call.
Right.
That's just as a, but the second point is that, he talked, you know, about that Easter call we made.
Right.
And, the inference that I talked about the fact that we were, when he said that I was kidding when I said we could raise money, we never even discussed that.
That's right, I was there.
Well, did you heard the conversation?
Yeah, but you never mentioned anything about kidding.
Well, I never mentioned about even
the money. No, that's right.
Well, that's what I meant. But this shows you what you're up against.
Right.
This fellow, he's trying to build that. I was frankly, just a personal call.
Right.
As you remember, and I said, I know it's a tough time, and then he raised the question of how he was going to plead.
Right.
And he'd like to maybe talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. Later on, he called you, as I recall.
And said thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for the call. Yeah. You talk to Bob, you might tell him that you were there. It's good to have a witness now, man.
Right, right.
But doesn't that show you, though, what you're up against?
Right, we here in talking about this and getting this thing moving, everyone agrees. Everyone totally agrees that this is not something that we're going to, that we should get bogged down in and answering day-to-day charges that come in this fashion.
Bob thought that evidently for us worth that our rejoinder perhaps is a little too hard, but you know, as a PR reaction, that may not be right. He didn't think it'd do harm, but...
No, I have great confidence in Bob's judgment, but my view is it was just right. It's playing just right.
Good.
I don't think we should get bogged down here, and as you said earlier, and trying to refute these type stories. The way we're going to deal with this very tough political battle is staying above it, keeping the president above it, as I've talked about before, and going on with the type thing that you talked to Haig about this weekend.
Yeah.
That's the way to deal with this.
I think so.
Every time something like this breaks, we have to go through the exercise.
That's right.
We have to sort our minds out. We have to look at all the options.
Incidentally, one thing that Bob said he was doing himself, and I told him to furnish it for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he is going to write a chronology of everything he knows and everything he thinks I know. You know what I mean? I don't want to write one, Ron, because I just don't want to, you know, I just haven't got the time to look it over, and I don't think it would be very useful to you.
No, sir.
I think for him, too, it would be useful, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to do that and furnish it to you.
Good.
Total chronology, like for example, setting forth what, that the president didn't know about the 350, didn't know about the call to Kalmbach, you know, and all that.
Right,
kind of
right,
crap.
Right.
And didn't know about the, needless to say, the whole CIA drill.
Sure.
The one, at least the Dean follow up on it.
Right.
So forth. But but getting back to this, do you think it'd be useful for me to meet with all of you this afternoon?
No, sir. I think the most useful thing for you to do is enjoy the day up there, if I could be quite direct. There's no need, no sir, for you to get bogged down in this. The reason I called it to your attention today is that it was on the front page of the paper, and I think it's something you should be aware of.
Oh, absolutely.
It's being handled, it's being dealt with, and I think the way to do this it is try and get some outside third parties moving, which is what we're working on. And I'm very pleased at the governor's comments today.
Which governors were they?
Fulton, Mandel, Bumpers, Wallace Ray, and O'Callaghan of Nevada.
And they said what? That the
they were on
television, or?
Yeah, on Meet the Press or one of those. I got a report on this. I didn't see it personally, but
they didn't piss on the president.
No, they said ask if they thought people still had confidence in the president. They said absolutely. That the people believe in the president. The judicial system is proceeding. The president has the confidence of the people and is carrying on with the work of the country. It was all upbeat.
Well, I think actually that you have a situation here where the dean ploy basically is to every weekend, he's got must have a clever fellow working with him, lobs out another story, and it's all part of a deal to try to get himself built up for the immunity.
That's right.
But at the present time, he's now damn near lobbed out about what he can get, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And the only other things he can squeal about is that I wouldn't have fire haul him in an Ehrlichman when I wanted him to resign. Of course, he'd confess. That was the point.
That's right.
What the hell? You could say, I suppose, that I was trying to cover up for Haldeman and Ehrlichman, right? Which was somewhat true.
Well, he could say anything.
I hate the scenes, for example, when I wouldn't let them go. And I'm just anticipating the kind of crap we're going to get. And that statement with regard to immunity, there's one thing in the Easter call which he did mention. He says, I know how that came about. in other words, he knows very well that Ehrlichman insisted on that, so what's wrong with that? Huh?
Not a damn thing.
I mean, why should have made your figure get immunity? I suppose this will rattle around a while this week.
Well, I don't know that this will rattle around too much. I mean, the fact is that we do have to, as you have often said, hang in tough on this thing. I think you have men around you who are hanging in tough, and it's that type of a battle. And the way to win it and the way to deal with it is not to allow ourselves to become consumed with the story that runs here, and others will run. The way to do it this week, if we move with these, the Paris thing and
we got the Paris thing for sure.
The other announcement.
Thing, and we may have something on the economy depending upon what we decide tomorrow.
It's that posture.
We'll move right ahead with those.
Sure.
So we got the Paris thing for sure. We'll have some announcements on Wednesday with regard to the staff, which I hope Laird will top them. Maybe by that time we may have the FBI guy, which will be pretty good too.
Yes, sir.
So we've got enough, and then I think we're going to Orlando on Friday.
Yes, sir.
That's good. And just go ahead and do the goddamn business in the country, Ron.
That's right. And at the appropriate time, then, if it ever comes, and we can crack this in one fell swoop.
Yeah. We'll hit it in the press conference.
Right, and then move on. Continue to move, is what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, if you go back to the whole period, Ron, of it, to April 15th, I was just looking over my own calendar here. God, it's been busy as hell. We've been doing an awful lot
That's
of
right.
stuff. It's basically sort of breaking through this. The whole media thing with it, the fact that we are doing that, the idea of the country, the administration being paralyzed, sort of in foxholes and so forth, is really, it's basically one of those media stories to a certain extent, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the fact we haven't been out in press conferences is true, but every week we've been doing something. We're Meridian, we're at Norfolk, we're doing the POWs, we're out doing the Republican finance dinner.
We're
in Iceland, Every week we haven't missed a week, Ross. When you
look
back, it's not been a period when we have been in the shell hole, don't you agree?
I agree. I think...
But nevertheless, we got to do more.
Yeah, and we can't... As I said, we have to be alert on all of this. Charles Wright coming in is going to be a big help, I think.
You do?
Yes, sir. But we can't spend all of our time thinking about this damn thing.
Yeah. Well, basically, we have to realize that the guy that really can embarrass the president or raise any question on him is Dean. The guys that can answer that, basically, are Hall and Hurley.
That's right.
And to a lesser extent, Colson.
And Moore, to a degree.
And Moore knows a little.
At the right time.
Yeah, he knows some things, right. He wasn't there much. But I mean, he talked to Dean a great deal.
That's right.
Hadn't thought of him. You have talked to Moore. You've kept him in the dress.
Oh, yeah.
What's his advice? Same thing we're doing.
Yeah, his point of view is to not commit ourselves too quickly. See, if we commit ourselves against Dean too quickly, then he can calculate what he says and what he says under oath.
That's right.
Based upon our responses to him.
I agree. No, sir. Don't get committed and don't, because basically you build also.
Build him up.
He's already built up considerably, but let's let him continue to swing out there. I mean, get his whole case out before he starts to do it publicly.
Yep.
For the committee. Okay, well, I'm glad you've talked to John and to Bob. Keep in touch with both of them, please.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Bob yet, but I will.
You might give him a call. Bye.
Right.